Hello friends, welcome back to another off-the-cuff ramble with me, FPL Mez. In today's video, I'm going to be reviewing how my game week 31 went and what my team selection looks like for game week 32. As you can see, I've got my bench boost active and I've found my way back into the top 5k. So grab your drinks and snacks and enjoy the episode. Before I get started, I wanted to give a quick update on why I've been away for such a long period of time. I think it was around mid-December and ahead of game week 16 when I got the worst possible phone call of my life. My dad was critical in ICU and did not have long to live. Thankfully, I was able to make it back as quickly as possible from Australia to spend some time with my dad before he passed away at the beginning of this year. It's been a really long, traumatic journey for my family. And I'm so glad that I was able to be there and spend some time with them. I ended up being in the UK for about 3 months and only recently got back to Australia. While I had no desire to make FPL content, playing FPL was a really good distraction for me. All I was doing was just making simple moves, not overthinking things. I wasn't able to strategize. I wasn't able to do any research. And that was completely fine. It was nice to continue playing FPL in the background and still continue to make some progress. There was many highs and lows as well. I wanted to take the opportunity to say a massive thank you to all of you in the FPL community that have reached out to me over about 4 months that I've been away. I truly appreciate your kind messages, your support, and the encouragement to continue playing FPL as well, and to continue making FPL content. It's taken a lot for me to just open up OBS and start making some content again. So thank you for tuning in. And to those of you that are joining me for the first time, welcome. Thank you for being here. I'm Mira, FPL Mez 8 on the socials. This is my fourth season playing FPL and my second season making FPL content. My show is called Off the Cuff and it's a super rambly video diary of how my FPL season is going. I occasionally have some guests on to share some tips and give me some advice. And I also love getting advice from you guys as well, the FPL community. So thank you again for tuning in and let's jump into how my game week 31 went. So as usual, I'm going to be using Mural, a online collaboration tool that I've been using all season to share my FPL journey. It's a great way of me just taking screenshots and chucking them on a online virtual board and just share that back with you guys. And as I mentioned, I'm back for the rest of the season. There's about 7 game weeks to go and I'm back in the top 5k as well, which I'm very happy about. And I've got my bench boost active as well. So there's a lot going on. I also played my wildcard in game week 31. And look, I could have played it in game week 30. The template was very strong in game week 30. So my wildcard wasn't too dissimilar in game week 31. And I'll read it out really quickly for those that are listening on audio as well. So I've got Raya in goal, Saliba, Livramento and Munoz in defence, Murphy, Saar, Palmer and Salah in the mid, and Mateta, Marouche and Isak up front. I've got Cels, Asensio and Guardiol and Murillo in the team as well. And game week 31 was relatively good for me as well. I scored a total of 58 points with a safety score of about 53, so points gain of about +5, which was great. I benched 14 points. I left Guardiol on the bench this time, unfortunately, and look, in hindsight, I would have played him, but I was keen to play double Arsenal defence. So, it is what it is. It's totally okay as well, given I'm ranked 4,407 in the world right now. I really can't be complaining too much. My game week rank was 487k overall, which is fairly decent. It's not something I've been focusing too much attention on. I've just been making moves and, you know, having some fun with FPL and not overthinking things. But what I plan to do for the remainder 7 game weeks or so is, just try and push for another really good finish. So previous season, not last season, the season before, I finished 2.5K in the world. So it'd be wonderful to try and beat 2.5K if I can. I feel like I'm getting close to it, but I've been yo-yoing for quite some time, so which I'll show you actually. So if I show you my game week history, so as I mentioned earlier on in this video, I ended up going to the UK when my dad was quite critical in hospital around game week 16. And so I was overall ranked around 11K around game week 16. And yeah, it's been a bit of a roller coaster. So whilst I've managed to stay in the 21K kind of region between game week 16 and game week 31, it's been a really tough, 15 sort of game weeks or so. I managed to kind of stay in a good place during that time, whilst it's been really, really tough. But it's been a bit yo-yo-y, and so it'd be really good to push for the final 7 game weeks or so. It'd be really good to push for, a top 2.5K finish again, if I can. If I can't, it's okay. I know I've tried my best as well, so we'll see how it goes. But it's been a bit of an up and down season so far, but I had a really good start to the season, so I really can't complain either. I'm going to keep this video really simple and jump straight to my double game week 32 team selection. And as I mentioned, I've got my bench boost active. I played my wild card in game week 31, and this is the first time I'm playing my bench boost so close to my wild card as well. And I quite frankly wanted to just get it out of the way as well. So yeah, happy to be playing it in game week 32. Although the bench boost in game week 33 doesn't look that different either. I had a couple of people reach out to ask why I'm playing it in 32 as opposed to 33. I think the way I set up my wildcard, it makes sense for me to play it in 32. In 33, I am planning a couple of transfers. I think at least like one transfer. I'll be taking out Palmer and probably bringing in Saka and putting my captaincy on Saka potentially. But for this game week, I feel like, playing Palmer whilst being slightly nervous about his minutes at the moment is a better opportunity for me to play the bench boost. And of course, on the bench, I've got Asensio there from Villa as well. Probably a good time to play any Villa players this game week as opposed to playing them in game week 33 where they play Newcastle. So yeah, I'll read out my team, my bench boost team for you guys. So I've got Cels, Murillo, Livramento, Munoz, Gvardiol, Saliba and Raya in the defence. I've then got Murphy, Saar, Palmer, Salah and Asensio in the mid. And then up front, I will have Mateta, Marouche and Isak. So that's the plan for bench boost game week 32. In terms of predicted points, I think it FPL team predicted about 15 points or so. I'll be really happy with that. Historically, I've not done very well with the bench boost in previous seasons. So yeah, I'll take whatever I can get, really. It'll be really good to get it out of the way. And as I mentioned previously, that I may be playing my free hit in game week 34, and then probably will muddle my way through in the last couple of game weeks of the season as well. So yeah, hopefully it will turn out well and everything will just fall into place and it will be a good bench boost. But yeah, I look forward to sharing with you how my bench boost goes next week. So thank you so much again for tuning in. I really do appreciate your time. And for those of you that have continued to subscribe to my channel, thank you so much. For those of you who are tuning in for the first time, please do subscribe. I don't plan to take such a long break coming up to the remainder game weeks of the season. So I'll be back next week sharing with you how my game week 32 went and what my plans are for game week 33 as well. And probably hope to get a few more guests on as well before the end of the season too. So yeah, thank you once again. Take care and enjoy the game week, and hope it's, lots of green arrows for you guys. See you soon.